Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we? Just want to jump right in and just give you what I have for you today. And today we're talking about, we're talking about the value proposition, that term. What does it mean? Well, I like you. I'm sure you've gone to coaches and hire people to help you in different areas. And one of the things that was told to me in reaching out to a conversion content writer was not everybody understands the term value proposition. And she was right, because in speaking to potential new customers or clients, and I've used that term before, they're not sure what that is. They don't know what that term means. And so basically your value proposition is what you feel you have to offer, what you feel entitles you to provide that product or service that you are providing to your consumers. It's what they will look at and make a determination about whether or not to use you over someone else. It's what makes you special. Sometimes in the content, if you go look back at my blog post, you'll see that I mention it's what makes you the superhero to your niche. Well, I'm moving away from that terminology, and we're going to begin the use of the term elevate, because your value proposition is what is going to elevate you above your competition. It's what sets you apart, and that's how you need to begin to think. And we're going to look at in the next section here what I mean by that and how you can, you know, solidify that in your mind. I've got a little story that'll help you. But we talked about what your value proposition is. Well, why do you need it? Well, first of all, you need it for yourself. There needs to be something that grounds you in your business, something that when you are down on yourself or you feel people are criticizing you too much, you can go back to that, because that's your strength. That is what it is. You know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you can provide for your customers. And understanding that value proposition comes with a lot of introspection. You have to know who you are, and that's what Keeping It Hot is all about. That's what all of our training on Be the Brand is all about. It's teaching you how to connect with yourself so that you can become confident and really be confident in your value proposition or in what it is that elevates you above your competition. So I want to move on next. We talked about kind of what a value proposition is and why you need to find yours, or you need to know what it is. Also, you need to know what it is so that you can tell everybody else. And that's what you can use to develop messaging and promotional material and courses and content. Okay. So who remembers the story of the tortoise and the hare? You remember, the tortoise was a braggy guy, and the hare was a braggy guy. He could go fast. He knew he could beat the tortoise. And so he decided to go take a nap, and because he just knew that he could take a nap and still beat this tortoise. Well, what happened? The tortoise ended up winning that race. Well, there are a couple of lessons here that I want you to think about. And the first one is, you know, slow and steady wins the race, right? That's kind of the moral of that story. When you look it up and you try to, when you look up the answer to what was the moral of the tortoise and the hare story, 9 times out of 10, you're going to find that the lesson was slow and steady wins the race. The second lesson, however, one that you may have not given much thought to, is the fact that this tortoise, had to elevate his thinking. So you want to have an attitude of elevated thinking. Well, what do I mean by that? What does it mean to have an elevated thinking? Well, this tortoise, I mean, how did it have the nerve to think it was possibly going to be able to beat this hare, right? By all accounts, we all know that a tortoise is never going to beat the hare. But the tortoise didn't have that mindset. The tortoise elevated its thinking and it said that I'm going to get this done. I think that I can compete. And that's where we need to think. That's how we need to elevate our thinking. And that's the one of the morals, and especially for this podcast, the moral that I want to concentrate on. The fact that we need to elevate our thinking and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we can compete. That's where that value proposition comes in. So what does it mean to elevate your thinking? Well, what it means to elevate your thinking is you have to have confidence in yourself. You have to know what those value propositions are. What makes you a cut above your competition? And what does that mean? Well, to elevate to a higher place, you need to elevate your self-awareness, number one. We want to elevate your thinking. That's the first thing. You want to elevate your thinking. And you do that by recognizing the value you possess and then elevating yourself to a point where you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can compete in that area. And then you need to elevate your self-awareness, because you need to recognize for yourself that this particular area, this valuable piece of me, this what I'm offering, is coming from a place of X. And because of that, I know I can consistently provide this service or this product. And I know how I can do that. I know the best ways, the best environments I need to work in order to supply my consumers with the results they need. I know exactly what I need to do. That's self-awareness. No one else can give that to you. No one else can tell you exactly how to do your business, the best way for you. I don't know about you, but as an entrepreneur, I recognize the fact that no one's giving me a day-to-day schedule, and I've got to know what works best for me in order to be productive in my day. And then also, you need to move a little bit higher or elevate your communication. And once you've elevated your thinking and once you've elevated your self-awareness, now you can communicate better with your consumer, because you are telling them exactly what you know will work. You're telling them from your own level of expertise how to solve their problem. And you're doing it in a way that resonates with them, because you know who you are. You know the type of people, you recognize the type of people who are like you and probably need to be given the information the way you were given it or the way you learned it. That's kind of your value there, because you can relate to those people and you know the people that can relate to you. So your communication, your social media, your verbal, digital, and visual communication, those are all areas in which you will see improvement when you elevate your thinking, just like that tortoise. So you need to elevate your thinking to recognize and acknowledge you have a need to change, okay? You have to recognize that you have a problem. You have to recognize that there is a situation before you can make a change, correct? Okay, well, when you elevate your thinking, you now see that there is a need for change. You need to elevate your self-awareness to begin to make better decisions to achieve your desired goals. Well, guess what? When you know who you know, when you know that you know that you know, then you also understand how you work best, under what conditions you work best in. Now you can begin to develop what I call style threads to ensure you have filters through which you can run every decision you make for your business. And does it factor in? Does it measure up to your ideas for your business, for what it is your non-negotiables, for your strengths? Does it measure up for the way you most like to do business? So you need to elevate your self-awareness so that you can begin making better decisions. You also need to elevate your communication, and we just talked about that. Strategic engagement is a new term. So if you followed me for a while, you know that I used to say, you know, value proposition is what makes you a superhero to your niche. Well, we're changing that. Your value proposition is what elevates you to the next level above your competition. That's why people are going to choose you over someone else. It's that value you have that makes people want to work with you. Okay, so another term that we're introducing today is strategic engagement. And what does that mean? Well, when you elevate your communication, what you're doing is like a surgeon. You are strategically communicating with your consumer. Your engagement with them is more strategic. So you need to develop or fine tune what it is you're saying as it relates to this value proposition, this elevated thinking. You need to fine tune it so that people recognize just from your communication that you are cut above the rest. All right. So what you want to do is acknowledge that you are the expert in this area because that is what makes you valuable. Not that you have a service or you have a product, because other people have services and products. And what you're doing is elevating your thinking to a place of, I'm selling myself. I'm selling my talent. I'm selling what makes me special. And no one else can give it to you this way because I have this tool. I have this talent. I have this value. Okay? So you are understanding in your elevated communication how to relate to your audience. And then you're tailoring your brand persona to appeal to them. So what is your brand persona? Another term we're talking about today. Your brand persona is where you and your brand become one. It is the marriage between you and your business, so that your business is a reflection of you and you are a reflection of your business. You will no longer leave home without thinking of this, without thinking that when you walk out your door, someone is a potential customer, and you need to be on your game in case you have an opportunity to sell your service or your product to them. So let's review what we've talked about today. Well, we talked about what your value proposition is, and we said that it's what makes you a cut above the rest. It's what you know you possess within yourself that is valuable. And that's what you're selling, not the service, not the widget, but that component of yourself that makes you more valuable than anyone else in your area. We also talked about the tortoise and the hare. And I think this is a valuable lesson that you can learn and carry with you when you remember this story as it pertains to your business. Yes, slow and steady wins the race, but also look at that hare and look at that tortoise and the fact that he had no chance against that hare, but he won the race because the hare was cocky. He thought he could do it with his hands tied behind his back. He thought that tortoise had absolutely no chance of winning that race, but the tortoise elevated his thinking and he recognized that he had something inside him that gave him the gall to believe he should even compete with the hare in the first place. So we talked about having that elevated thinking. And we talked about the areas in which you need to elevate your thinking, your self-awareness, your actual thinking, and your communication. So we want to, with our elevated thinking, acknowledge the need for change in the first place. With our elevated self-awareness, we can make better decisions for our brand. And then finally, with our elevated communication, we can begin better strategic engagement with our consumer, where we are now relating to them and they are relating to us, and they recognize the brand persona that we are sharing with them because it appeals to them. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, guys. And if you are struggling in this area, if you find yourself unable to recognize what it is that's setting you apart, if you are struggling with your own awareness and having the confidence to get in the race and be willing to compete, then I hope you'll reach out. Visit me on my website and click on Work With Me page. And I would love to work with you and help you to not only discover your value proposition or what elevates you above your competition, but to help you devise strategies to elevate your thinking, to elevate your self-awareness and to elevate your communication so that you make better decisions, so that you recognize that there is a need for change, and so that you have better strategic engagement with your consumer. So until the next time, guys, I want you to elevate your thinking.
That's it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them, and I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms. So if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.